more time, and then we'll try to figure out what exactly it means. Okay. The line is as follows. Hashtalokash of the Miklifa Divisu Kitarab Kasi Kasi. That's the Gemara Masech the Beta. Good Gimel and Beis. Remember the Be'alach at the end of Shin Kapala quoted that. The Limud Tzkus, if you recall. Why? The Hosam Klipahu Vishari. V'acha Melilahu V'yasu. It's in Klipa and Melila. We think it's almost a synonym. Klipa and Melila. You're removing the kernel, getting rid of the outside. It's Hainohach. In my opinion, you know what he means? We quote him to say Shem Chodosh. Shem Chodosh, quoted by Shvitz Shabbos, says, Dosh is only if you use pressure. That's the Chiddush of the Shem Chodosh. Pressure, because after the Abalach of threshing, you go bang down. That's called pressure. That's called, right? And now pressure can come in many forms. If you go like this with your hands, that's called pressure. Rav, his wife, didn't go like this. She went like this. And as the Shem Chodosh said, it's called Hefshet, flaying. And the Rashi, Ayin Dalam Beis, Lamatzina Hefshet, Elba Or. I believe that that's exactly what the Shita Mekubetzis means. I don't have another pshat. Okay. Now, in order to be Makel, we're going to make another distinction, which is again with the Aruch HaShulchan, so we mentioned yesterday. Are you doing many at a time, or one at a time? Two different things. One's a question of pressure versus peeling. One's many at a time, or one at a time? Many at a time, that's called dash, because you bang many times. But on the other hand, only one at a time, that's okay. One at a time is okay. So we can suggest to answer Ki Vegas Kasha. Ki Vegas Kasha, Gewalt. Remember, open up your last beer, halacha again, just to review. Shin Chafav at the very end. Quote, you can't believe it, Beki Vega. Talmud Torah. Okay, so somebody look up, they've done Ksav Yad, Beki Vega, Hagoyen HaKadosh. It's Ksav Yad, yes, it's Kasha. No Talmud Torah. That's a way out, Talmud Torah. No Talmud Torah. Okay. Ki Vega asks the Kasha. Rashi Nayandal says, Kosesh, wait a minute, but over here, the Refuisha, then over here, also Liklof Shumim Btzalim Kol Chaniach. What do you mean? The altar Shari. One more time, maybe we need to give one more time. The altar Shari. Magen Avraham said so. Gevalt, but Kosesh. So what does he say? The difference between Yad and Kli. So the Eglei Talmi to knock that out by saying that's what's a Tolda. He says it must be a Talmud Torah. It's not so much a Talmud Torah. The answer may be. Kosech is many chitin biyachad, bang down, you crush, chayim ishim dash. Call it one at a time, that's what Tom went over here. One at a time is mutter. But I wanted to read you something which I thought was fascinating, the sefer called Orchel Shabbos. One of my favorite svarim, the Orchel Shabbos. And I'd like to read you what he says. It's a lengthy piece, because I'm trying to figure out what dash is all about. In Perek Dalet, the sefer, Perek Dalet. Ooh. Perek Dalet is entitled Dosh. There we go. I mean his words. He's you know what he's worried about? Yeah, the same story. How do you take the grapes off the cluster? We spoke about already last week. Melechas Disha is called Gemar Melacha. Ah! Didn't we just see it now? In Masechta Beita, like Gemara Malacha for Maestros, the same expression? Oh. But the fruit is in a matzah, and you normally bring it that way into the house, ulasiru michibur rak mashas achila o ashimush, it's considered to be a pre-sheg nigmar malacht already. The ain't bo disha. Once it's Gemara Malacha, it can no longer be any disha. Okay? So therefore, you take away the tomorrow for the machbedos, the mish, the gemara, ayin gimel amit beis, Regilus he should please Jesu Nasa Masada. Oh, see what the problem is, we're not farm boys. We don't know what's done in them. You know what's done in the farm is done in the house. How do we know? We've never been in a farm. I guess either you went to the farm or you figured out from the farmers what the facts are. There's no one done in the farm. Okay. So if it's Mikra, it came to the table that way, you're doing a farm like activity, it's considered dush. But grapes? No, you always bring the cluster of grapes to the house, put it on the table that way. It's not a pre-shein or gomer. That's what Tosis means, the Beit Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Those are the Beits in front of them. What do you say? Ksisha Schite. right? It's considered to be dash. That's a Gemara in Afayin Dal, the Pshuta. Why? Why? Because by Sorim, they were given the form, Lekaf, and Lachlan, Blitchina, Afia. It's the Gemara in Mesel Chabetza, Kasi, Kasi. So for Achila, it's considered Dava Shningma Malachta, even though the outer peel has not been removed yet. But Garina Chita, when it comes to wheat, they never brought them to the table without either baking them or roasting them, etc. So it's Lo Nigma Malachto and Kisishasa to remove the klipa. It's Gemara Malacha, it's considered to be Malachas Disha. This is a long citation. It's in Perek Dalet, Ha'orah Dalet. Okay? That's a very, very important yisod. Now, Rabosai, it seems to me, it's a mefurish Gemara like that. A Gemara in Brachas. Gemara in Brachas says, on the Flav and Aleph, from an Aleph, that Marim Adam al Tvaso Machnisa b'molchala. That's a whole question of Truma Samaisis to get rid of the Chiba of Truma. Rashi explains, Kodem She Yisrael Sa, before you do the Zeria, before you do the winnowing. Okay? So what do you see from Rashi? Normally the winning was done in the field, right? In the field. And if you do it differently, you're a marim. You're trying to beat the system. Trying to beat the system. That's exactly what the Orchot Shabbos is saying. Now, Rabosai, this explains the Tosaf Yud Gimel Beis. As they said, beautiful shot in Tosaf Yud Gimel Beis. What about Rabbi Akiva Eges Kasha? So, over here it says, in this beautiful Sefer, let's see, called the Bir Halacha and the Shin Chaf Aleph, they don't like that. So implying that what they're saying will solve the problem. But does it really solve the problem? I don't know. Not so clear to me. But Chitin, what's the Gemara Malacha? You know, we've learned, I'm sure most of you, somewhere in the travels through Shas, learned a little bit about Gemara Malacha. For mice, you know, we don't skip these in Yonim because it's well, that's a whole thing about in Yonim. But you may remember that such thing called a disha and a miruach, when you, after you thresh it, you pull it up and you smooth it out. That's considered to be the Gemara. You must have learned that. No? Everyone learned that somewhere or other. It comes up in a few Masechtos and Shas. Somebody knows something about that, right? So therefore, what's pshat? If disha b'shabbos is Gemara Malacha, like by Meiser, you got to say the kosesh is not dosh, as Rashi said. Can't be. Must be borer, as the Ramban said, or tochem, as the Ritva said. Okay, that's a possibility. Because it comes out, what happens? That Tosfos and Beit Yud Gimel Beis argues on Rashi, who said it kosher is chayv mishum dash. Well, that's not surprising. Rabbi Akiva Eges says the beferish right up here on our sugya. That's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos on this point, and we'll have other proofs to it in a moment. Kivega says so. Right over here in Adaf. Tosfos learns from the minute the Shibboleth is taken away, it's not considered to be Dash. So by definition, Kosesh, which comes afterwards, has to be something else. According to Rashi, no, that's also considered to be in the category of Dash. And so Pilpul this morning, Beis Medrash, is another Malacha. You get either 40 instead of 39. We're not going there, we're not giving a Chivchatas now. It's not a topic. You look on the Ramban and the Ritva and the Machlokes, what Rashi meant. That's not for now. We can't get involved in that now. It's too complicated. In any event, it's true. Because Tosfos argues, because Rashi says, it's on basic Gimel base, Mutu Liklov Sorim B'Shabbos, Mea Shibola Shalem. Rashi is a little beferish. Beferish Rashi. Rashi says that they did it, that they were separated from the Shiboles. Okay? Whereas Tosfos says, no way. That's impossible. Only from the Klipa Tosfos argued in Rashi. They say Beferish argued in Rashi. So this is about Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos throughout. So okay, so Rashi says over here, where is the Rashi? Find it. Rashi says, let's see. Where is it? Somewhere in here. Kasi makos suocha below meiser. Somewhere it says a Rav Farish and Rashi. The kitzur that Rashi is saying, we call it mitoch shibolin. Tosis quotes it. Tosis says it can't be. How can we ask kasi? That's not allowed. Shabbos is aser. So Tosis says that's mitoch shibolin. That's told in the dash. I'm malacha. Here, for nitla shuvi er shabbos mashibolin. Only kripos nachitzona. But Rashi is against Tosis. Rashi is against Tosis. Rashi says, right, that below the ochel, right? So Rashi explains, uvalon is machu koi, shemekalfa metok shibola shalem. That's what Tosis quotes. Tosis is an impossibility. The Rashi said it's true. Rashi said it's true. Okay? So what do you see? It can eliminate even from the shibolis. Called the Tosas, no way. So Pshat, what's Pshat and Rashi? Pashtas is, as we said before, Rashi the Shitoso, Ayin Dalet Amid Beis, the Rashi that ate Hefshet Ela Ba'or, but the Shem Chodesh is Vart, and Tosas disagrees with that Vart. Oh. And one final Nakuda, which is a little bit meiser dick, I don't want to spend too much time on it, we're not letting Mitzvah through his words now, but another Machlok was Rashi with Tosas. Give a look, if you have the Tosas in front of you. So again, it seems to me this machlokas is also the shitos. According to Rashi, in mekolef the shibolim, that's not a gemar malacha. The machlokas b'motshela, motshela is not a gemar malacha. It's out to your marim. You continue eating in the house, right? Because it's not considered to be a gemar malacha. But Tosas is talking about a situation where already the shibolim are gone, it comes in without the motz, and then you take away the klipa chitzona, a lot of the time, that's a gemara malacha. Okay, so that's a zroim de ganakuda. Adkan, based upon the Yoruch HaShabbos and the other mefarshim, to explain the sugya of mol and melilos, we put the sugya aside because it's a much more complicated sugya than we have time to go into in more detail. Let's try to go a little bit further in the sugya. Before anything else, I was corrected yesterday by the Talmidim, by Eric, corrected me. We got stuck with a steer and Rashi. I didn't think about it straight. We had the Rashi that Meir pointed out, the Rashi in Ksuba Stav Samach, which I thought, and Meir convinced me, was saying exactly the same thing as the Pseudo Ran, that there is no Chiyav of Dosh when it's Mechuba Lekarka, but then the question became, it's Poshe Pshat and Rashi on Gimel Beis is not that way. It's not that way. So we're breaking my head with a steer and Rashi. So it was pointed out that maybe you could read the Rashi a little bit differently. I read it, maybe, you convinced me, Bishaita, I'm not blaming you, it's my fault, I accepted your, but maybe not. Have a look in the Rashi, Tzadi Heyam and Aleph. That's what there was the key. Rashi says, this is Ha'ora from before, Tzadi Heyam and Aleph. What does Rashi say in Tzadi Heyam and Aleph? Just look quickly what it says over there. Mefarek, Kumbafarek Masi Mishaporek Ochel Bimokom Shediskasim Avi Tolda Dadash. Here's the Amri, and pay mind to this. Tolda the Koser says Rashi Veloi Vlad Mechubu El Apok Viyoker Koy Vayit Batini Adan Ketuva Bekasher Veloshin Mefarek Lo Shapli Meima Eloshin Tolish. Almost exactly the same words as Rashi has in Masechta Ksubis. But what's the point over here? The point is not that there cannot be any dush but mechuber. The point is there cannot be any kotzer but tolish. So that's perhaps what Rashi meant in Ksubas as well. I brought the lashon down of Rashi over here, quote unquote. Mefarek, v'lo min ha-mechuber, ela min ha-tolish. Rashi is trying to explain why it's not kotzer, not why it cannot possibly be dush, because Pashas and Rashi Ayin Gimel is that it is dush. So just wanted to say, I think it's a correction. But fine, let's leave it at that for the moment. Everyone with me so far? Good. Now I want to focus on a beautiful sefer which I took out before called Hilchos Shabbos Meshabbos by Karp, the Valdiger Mechaber, Kiat Sefer. He's a big Talmud Chacham. He wrote many svarim. Want to see what he says? So one, he talks about Dush, footnote 6, is he says what I suggested. I wanted to read it to you. I think I read it to you once before. But I'm not sure. So we'll go. Try to read a little bit of Kaseya, what he has to offer us over here. Quotes the Ayin Gimel of Advais.
And he quotes that the Ran explains what is nechbat bekarka. What's nechbat bekarka? What's nechbat bekarka? What does it mean? He says it means as follows. It means that dosh, once again, is only when there is pressure with the same shame chodosh. Nechbat bekarka, it bangs down. So it bangs down, it's also considered to be pressure, and that's why there's a possibility of dash, right? Lachatz, as we would call today. Fine. Good. Now, we mentioned before the possibility of, here, let me read you a second. Similar idea to what we saw in the Ochel Shabbos. He writes as follows. There's certain things which are a problem. He talks about agvaniyot sherry. What does he mean? Cherry tomatoes? Is that what he means? Yeah? He says like this. You have a little stem, right? He says, woo, shouldn't take away the stem. Why not? On footnote 13. Kol eila haderach la'asirim besada, v'choshim molechas ha'sada, l'chein la'asorim b'shidas ramban v'ram, often atilas peris megul l'nigashim v'farak, as a machlokas we spoke about earlier, it has to be covered, not it doesn't have to be covered. Yesh la'ach v'gam b'zeh. But then he says, in footnote 9, that most poskim are makel in this question, only if it's covered, especially if it's one at a time, there's more room to be makel. So he used the lashon over here, what he calls in his language, of roy lahachmer. All right, this leads us to the question of peanuts.
What's the cherry tomatoes?
If you pull out the stem, since it's a agricultural kind of activity, it's normally done in the field. That could be included in the category of dosh. But of course, it has to be covered, not just connected. Obviously, there's no covering over here. Then it's also one at a time. So it gives a couple of coolers why it's not dush. So I use the lashon of royal lahachmir, because if you don't like the cooler of one at a time, you don't like the cooler of only pressure, you don't like the cooler, and you don't like only those coolers, then you're stuck, because it's a field type activity as opposed to a home type activity.
We haven't seen a mucker for that.
Well, that's what we saw before in Ochel Shabbos, as we're seeing in the Hilchos Shabbos for Shabbos. They seem to say that dush is when you're finishing up in the field. So if there's nobody in the field, you're supposed to pull out the stem. But they didn't do it. You got your cherry tomato with the stem. They forgot to take it off. So he says, Royal Hachmat doing on Shabbos. Yes, sir. But grapes are not. That's the whole point. Grapes are normally put to you on your table, not just in your house. You put them on the table in the cluster. That's the normal way. You don't take the grapes off the cluster in the field. That's it. Okay. That's what we spoke about before. That letal row of this. Let's not go back there. But it's certainly very normal to have grapes brought to your table on your house, onto your table, in the cluster. That's what he says. Now, Rabbi Osai. Peanuts. Peanuts. Whoa. Kilu potnim ushkedim bezmanenu. Yesh machmirim. Ho v'derach lekalef klipatana kasha v'bet acharoshet la'alafim. The Sheva Levi, Rav Vozna, says, nowadays, most peanuts, you don't see get peanuts in the Sheva. Right? We already took a poll before about this one. Most people are not, most peanuts you get already, it's already shelled, or if you get peanut butter, the truth is in Kenmar, and the peanuts are verboten. Allergies. Okay, it's a different story, but lift their allergies, and those who don't have allergies, so it's mostly done in that fashion. So Rav Vozna is not happy with peanuts bismanazeh. It's a problem. So once again, he says like this, it's true, the facts are that most of them are shelled already in the factory, in the Sheva Levi, Chelik Alves, and the Payalves. He says it's mutter anyway. Why? He writes as follows. The Egle Tal says, what's Klipa? Kosher darko leheyoso samach lachila is shari. Dar basoda is dish. Frankly, Shvitz is Shabbos, mem dalit. So they sell shkedim kalufim. They had almonds. It should be prohibited to take the shell off the almond on Shabbos. It's a tzarechim. when he says hol of a roll pa'amim ain't potz and ashkedim al asamach la'achila choshu b'dem, the majority of almonds you take off at the meal. Let's go show of hands. Who here takes the almond peel off the shell off at the meal? Raise your hand. Who eats almonds which are already pre-shelled? Raise your hand. No contest. So what happened in the Yishalayim of the Yitzchak Maltzen 106 years ago when he put out the Shvitz of Shabbos? Facts have changed. No. So what's that? Bought the Mishkenes Manenu. Gewalt. Rob bought them. Rob Mishkenes. No. So it's a Shulchan Es Takasha. Shevet Levi Taka Asas it. But he says the Chazon Ish was Mekel. Against Rabbi Gozer. So he says as follows. Yes, only Harbe B'yachad. Again, the same, we come back to the same term time and time again. Harbe B'yachad is a problem. Right? But you only one at a time. That's the Rashi and Afyud Gimel and Beitza. Achas, achas, not mefarg. It's called the Kalachayad. It doesn't mean Kalachayad. It's only a pater. It means it's not, it's a heta proti, not a ptur klali. As I keep saying over and over and over again. Ein ma'aseh zedom l'dishu reshach haroshes. Not the same. It's just not the same. And the Taz, let's open to the Taz. If you have a Shulchan Aruch in front of you, please open to the Taz. Simen Shin Yud Tes. Sifkot and Beis. That's what three quotes here. See if it's a correct. Maybe it's Sifkot and Dalet. There are a lot of typos in the Sefer. Try Sifkot and Dalet. Okay. Hu Adin Osir. Kitnias Shadain Hey Mukhubam Shavid and Shagolimon. Okay. And he says, and Lika Hakid and Kmus Elamasha wrote Salecho Miyad. Why is it Mutu Miyad? Why is it Mutu Miyad? So the Pasha Pia, the answer is because it's one at a time. It's one at a time. Now, the Prima Gadim is not so happy with this. Prima Gadim is not so happy with this, what the Taz says. Mm-hmm. He says, you know what? Shashavit pasuach, when it's already open, you sort of let it, comes out the side, it's okay. But other than that, it's a problem. It's a very serious problem. He's not so happy with the kula of the taz, especially here, it's mechusa. Mechusa is the ultimate kind of a dash, for every reason it's considered to be dash. So, munochem b'shavitim stumim, maybe it's mefarik. Not so happy with it. Who was telling me about something called endomami? Who show me a picture? Who? No one here? It's a new kind of food that people eat?
Edamami.
I never heard of it.
It's like
a wavy peel. So they told me you snip the end off and it comes out that way. Oh, gewaldig. That he says it's gluyum. So you're not pulled out the side, sneaks out the side door. That he seems to say over here should be okay. Kashare Pasuach. But once again, according to this sefer, the Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos should be mutter for a different reason, because it's just one little thing at a time. You take each one in your hand, you take out a couple of those zakan, I don't know what they call them, the endomamis, whatever it is, from the inside, so we don't have the svara to be mekel. Again, I'm just letting you know that maybe. Okay, fine. Let's put this aside for the moment. Let's go on with further discussions of these very important and halacha lemaisa topics. Let's go back in the footnote 18. It's a long footnote. He says it takes up 2 pages. He says, if it's rav yelasoso shalom b'samach l'achila, it's prohibited. It's like melecha sasada. But he says, botan and mishkedim, a fascinating thing. He says, botan and mishkedim, it's true that most of them come to us shelled in advance. I'll read you his words. Kshaosin kain, the tzorach achonas apri atzo v'tikuno, as I did shasu v'tikuno. Shedel melecha sasada, I need a beklipa kazoo shederach la'asira shlova samach la'achila, nechshevas ketikun the pri. That's what they did in the field. They took the wheat and got rid of the chaff. Ma'ashegan ha'klipa shedoshin b'samach la'achila, nechshevas rak ha'achona la'achila, v'lo ketikun ha'pri.
that pri atzmo who kamol shu im aklipa. Agbot ne mushkedim klufim shemekalfin osim b'derech mischar ein osim kein ketikin pri who kamlechas asada. Rak mishem nochius unikius greda shlo yitzorach lekilah b'shas achila. Vah raya lekach. What's the raya? Shemi shekone mushkedim obotim im aklipa. Liola manicha matzamach lachilo, umakavasamach lachilo, and a machina kodal lachain, ad rabba, nichle the truck, bishas achilim, asha kodal lachain. I will also makaf on the olden best haroshes, sogos of benailon, shomal triusa, heyte, havikimucham yad lachila. So that's considered the kilif, is achona lachila, benochus, the truck, lachalif, no lichlich, bishas achila. That's considered like kilif, samach lachila. It's not called Disha at all. Whoa! In other words, Disha is part of the prep. It's part of production, a part of consumption. The prime, you know, you want to make bread, so you got to do this and do this. You do it in the past. Here, you just want to eat it. So, you're saving, you know, we live in an age of comfort. You're saving the balabas, the comfort, having to schlep around, and you're doing it for you. You're paying an extra premium for it. But it's not considered making it a better pre. The pre is already good the way it is. This is the svar which he has over here on footnote number 18. And for this basis, he wants to be mekel again, but only one at a time. More than one at a time, it's a serious child. Oh. Then we come to the Mogen Avraham, Sivkot and Ches. Those who have, we discussed it a little bit yesterday. Rabosai. This is in the Mogen Avraham, Shin Yotes, Sivkot and Ches. Again, the Mechaber said, En mol and malilos, Elamola b'shinu mat. Rashi says this is the Rif Shita. Someone put on my desk the Imre Yitzchok, who said that Asharat Zion, that was quoting the Rach, those Melilas the Raisa, very nice, beautiful pupil, but it's not Lalocha Lemaisa, because that was the Shita of Rashi Vitosas. We called them the Machmirim, right? Shabbos, forget about it, and Yontif, you need a Shinun. But the Mechaba passed like the Rif. Shabbos with the Mashinun, Yontif, you don't even need a Shinun. So couldn't it be a derais? I don't argue with that. Whoever put it there, thank you very much. But it's correct. But nonetheless, Sharatzi was telling you the lamdas. The Rach does say that it's a derais. It wasn't passed away necessarily. Just letting you know that I accept the suggestion. Okay, fine. But back over here. So we're make of by Melilah b'Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. Afal pishim mefarik ocham b'tochah shibolam. Ho mefarik rechalacha yad. Tilechal shari, and once again I keep telling you for the umpteenth time, it's not a p'tur klali klachah, which is, remains pot of a lusser. It's a het de prati. Again, a little bit at a time. All the reasons we spoke about already on Friday. For yesh machmirin, who's yesh machmirin? Says the Vilna Gaon. He says only l'rakeich is mutter. When it says molel and Shabbos kuf kaf ches, doesn't mean to separate the inside. It means just to soften it. That's what Tosfos says of Pshat and Beitza Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Ketzad Molel. Oh, I closed it already. I'll have to open it again. Let's read it one more time. Ketzad Molel. So this is what the Vilna Gaon is referring to. Ketzad Molel. Pirish B'yomtiv. U'b'Shabbos Asa Limlo. What do you mean Asa Limlo? What do you do with the Gemara? On Kluf Chav Chesam and Aleph. Doesn't mean the same thing. There's all the Balamor. I'm going to all the Pratim and the Rambans and Balchamas. We can't read it all now. We don't have time. That's what the Gaon is quoting over here. Okay, Amad b'Shabbos os limlo klal. Can't do it. You give him the base. Tosa said so. Rashi said so. The Svar Rishon, the Rif and the Rush goes on Shabbos. Okay, Shabbos os loy de shinui. B'chora kulo Rashi spoke to the Shabbos. B'kitzur, this is the Machlokas of Rishonim, which the Vilna Gaon is referring to. Okay, fine. Not going to all the prodim right now. Says the Magen Avraham on those words, V'yesh Machmirim, the Sfirlo the Dafka the Rakek Shari, Av the Farek Adoga Betoch Hashibola Betol the Dash V'yos. Okay, fine. Av the Kshen Sparko Adoga Men Hashibola Me'erav Shabbos, Mutal the Kol for the Chuli Yama Kadisa B'Gemara. This would be Kivegas Kasha. That's against the Mefurash of Kosesh. So we have three answers, right? There's an Egle Tal. Well, hold on one second. Isa B'Gemara, right? So Rabbi Kivegas Kasha. So the Egle Tal said it depends if there's another Klipa there or not there. And he thinks that the Omer HaRav is Machshel Klai Yisrael Nisa D'Oraisa, because he equated Chitli with Tzorin. That's his teretz. And the Be'alach is the Kasha, the Talmud Torah, the Mitzvah Yad and Kli. We said before, other answers, one at a time versus not one at a time. That's the best answer, which we thought was the proper answer. Just mentioning in passing, B'Ki Vegas right over here, Be'alach quotes it in Shin Chof Av at the end. But the place where it's found is under the Smogon of Rav, Shin Yutes, Sif Koton Ches. Okay? Says the Mogon of Rav Viter, V'sharvitim shel kidneyos, mashma da osu the farach and the hotzei kidneyos, v'tzarachin, to call all of the organ head there. So I thought, they do it one at a time. V'tzarach loma, came in the olden lachin, af ha-sharvit ochlin also, lo havi mefarek, rakamafet ochel me ochel. But and the mami, is that what it's called? You don't eat the pod, right? You know, so that heter wouldn't work. So gewalt. Someone came to me and said, it's a chiv deraisa. Someone came with that. That's how I heard it before. But they showed me the picture. Someone, I forgot the name. Oh, yeah, deraisa. So we thought that maybe if he's right, it's one at a time, especially if you let it out the side. That's how prima got it. Yeah.
The way people eat at a mami is they put the whole thing in their mouth.
The whole thing in the mouth?
That's
heter gaba. We all do disha and schita and bora in our mouths. That's what we're supposed to start bora today. So I'm supposed to. So in your mouth, you do whatever you want. But in your mouth already, it's not a problem. That's how you eat it, then it's no problem. Thank you very much. Never ate it. Never saw it. Except in a picture. But okay. Good. Even better. Baruch Hashem. We want to be malabas chus and klas. So shouldn't be any surim deraisa. Shouldn't be any surim derabonan. Shouldn't be anything. Okay. Very good. One more time. No, nothing with shinui. It's in your mouth. Hashem didn't tell you how to eat. You eat food any way you want. We're all over on we're the schita sanovim, Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The raisa. Right? We also breathe. You know, so that's what's a tzotzah and you're breathing. These kind of activities are not prohibited by the Torah. Okay. You're allowed to eat. You're allowed to eat, Baruch Hashem, you're allowed to eat. Okay, fine. Let's take a look, Rabosai, here on the Mishnah Berurah. Everyone has a Mishnah Berurah, right? Let's open Mishnah Berurah. We have you open there today? Where's my Mishnah Berurah? Put it on the bottom. Rabosai, I want to show you one tricky language here. A molam lilas el molam b'shinu ma'at. Who wants to give me an English translation? No! I know he knew it was wrong. It was just was trying to set me up. Chas v'shalom. El molam b'shinu ma'at. Kama. Ma'at, a little bit at a time. One at a time. That's exactly the point. B'shinu goro. I saw it in the fancy Mr. Brewers. They said, "Don't read it." Shini ma'at, shinoi, kama ma'at, a little bit. Perush yetz b'osef. It's a shini, it's a shini gadol. Okay, fine, whatever it may be. Good. I just wanted to point that out. Okay, a little bit ma'at like the Gemara. Look at the Mr. Brewers of Kan Chafala points it out. Where is it? Oh, the wrong simon. Shin yutes Mr. Brewer Chaf Aleph. Please open up. What does it say there? Shini ma'at. V'gemara isa mola b'rosh yitzbosef. Zeh shini shena mola b'yodo. V'atakama ma'at. Hanish lo yimlo ma'am rak ma'at. Okay, it doesn't mean a shini ma'at. Just a small quantity, which I said here, the quantity affects the quality. It's not considered to be a malach in that kind of situation. Now, so far so good. Says the b'yolach. V'shini, I'm Mishtaru, which we just saw. Da! The b'beitza, Nishal le kamei rova al yisuraisa dechayad le malah fruchu mechal minayah biyomtev. Molim belidus and mefrog is biyomtev. Davka biyomtev, the Shabbos asal limol yisuv gemara shal. What then in prichas kidneyas? The big gemara yishro asal nadadi. Vagadei shina yamut le dea rishon wa shokhichu dem yisugat le pifanin. That's kuf chav chesk. They understand that melila means melila, not this rikuch mat. They understand the word melila means the same thing in both mesechtes, you know? That's a pashup shak. That's what we pass on halacha. The word means the same thing in both mesechtas. Not that lila here means just rikuch. Okay, vayta. I am Beis Yosef. Mogan Avraham to Tom al Masha Noag and Olam Heter Bezeh. Tviyosu Afla Deir Rishona. To Olam Noag and Lahakal Bezeh Afila Shaloi Deir Shinui. In love with the kavanah, so they're shneir. The loshach l'spali al zeh. The last three of the chedei rishonim. The Rambam holds that way as well. Fine. El yaraba hevi shemarash rotz on the tzad of the taretz minigolim. Rambam doesn't say call the dog and heter. He doesn't understand. Says the Rambam answered that the pods are edible. Nitzchak b'dvarav. I don't see any teretz. The gemara's bucha behedya to also live for kidneys for Shabbos who can moshe kasavdom. So whatever the marash said. It's very difficult. What did he say? We don't even know. He doesn't tell us what he said. How are you supposed to know what he said? Ruach HaKadosh? Why didn't he tell us what he says? It's not fair. He tells us it's no good. What he says is no good. What did he say? Take a look at the Prima Garden and tells you what he says. Take a look in the Eishel Avram Sefkot Mches. Okay? Where is it? Somewhere in here. Oh, he says as follows. He quotes an opinion which says, "Flormina da avi mefarik, the bottle la klipo daka mechuberes ma'ol legabe ochel v'tzarechir." That the very thin klipa is considered bottle. Right? That's what the Marash says. Says the Priyalach, it's against the Gemara, you'd base him in base. Right? Egle Tal says that Tvuas also is a Garin, which is double the Shibolus. And the Rak says that's exactly what Dosh is. Psh. It's a Shver of art. Vidal, continue with Vaitan Priyalacha. Timidivri Ataz Mashma. Tim Nitku Akitnios Menashavitim Bifnim. Mutalika Akitnios Menem Yorzo Lechom Miyat. With Sonoloma Gamken Ade Shinui. See in the Gemara, okay? Distinction nitku, no nitku. The bialocha goes on. We have to have some kind of a shinu. Otherwise, it needs a dash. Okay, fine. Good. Now, some say it's an iser of borer, not an iser of dash, which you spoke about. And the post can discuss back and forth which iser it is. But I don't want to get involved in which issue it is. Either way, it's us here for some reason. Let's just go to the next point of the shiur, because our time is almost up. We have to cover a little more ground. The Aruch HaShulchan, as we spoke about already before in Sifcha Fei, says if it's nitkon me'erev Shabbos from Chiburin b'Sharvitin, you take it one at a time, eat one at a time, it would be permissible. That's the command you'd give on the base. Fine. But this klipa chitzona, everyone has a klipa pnimis. What's this all about? We don't exactly understand what the best shot is. Whatever is done in the field is a problem. Whatever is done in the house is not a problem. That's the best way to handle all these things. Oh. But now, I have the following thing to talk about. I want to thank Rabbi Meir. Exhibit A. Shum. That's the Rishami. Shum. What's unique about Shum? So Rishami says there's a problem by Shum. We spoke about Dash problem potentially. A borer problem depends on machlokas or rishonim, but shum is different than other types of vegetables. In what way is it different? There are many levels over here. So you bang. I'm not going to do it now because I'm afraid. You bang very hard. What's going to happen? It's going to separate, and the outer peel may disappear, but there's still other, more additional inner peels inside. A lot of levels. I used to look through here. We'll pass it around. Okay, pass it around. And you'll see that there are many different layers and peels. This may be why shum is unique. It's domal the dash and it's mechusa tikkun. But shayirakos, once you peel it, it's already ready. There's no problem. This is an important yisod. Fine. So I wanted to discuss a little bit more about the borer. I said we talk about borer a little bit today. So a little bit more about borer. Okay. If you give me the sefer, I forgot Shabbos Kalocha, volume base. That's the one that has, it says on. I think it's at the very bottom. Is that it? Is that base? Let's give me a few choice excerpts from here. Thank you. Oh. In the Hanami, we saw people who say that it's neither dash nor borer. Aye, but the Yerushalmi says it's a problem. So they say if you smash down, that may be a problem. If you peel it, that's the shem chodesh, right? I don't know how they. I've never dealt with the garlic. I don't know how they. These days, when they take garlic, do they smash them down or they peel them off? Anybody, you have an idea? But yesh v'yesh. Okay, so if you smash it down, it's a much more serious problem than if you peel it off. Listen to this. You want fascinating. So the, we know, we saw the Ramah and end of Shin Chaf Aleph, you're allowed to peel for immediate use. Okay? Okay? And I'm reading his words. This is in Perek Yud Gimel. Alright? Perek Yud Gimel Siv Beis. He says as follows. Heter Akiluf Pitnor Ma'amurim. That's a little tricky. I said we're going to do borer today. Let's get to borer, okay? Rabosa. Shin Chaf Aleph at the end. Come on. Pick it aside. What does it say over here? Ramo says, also look of Shum of Song, Shekolaf Laniach, of Alechol of Altashari. Okay? Says the Mishnah Brura, Liklov Mishnah Borer. So borer we know. It's Ochum and Apsolus and Lasuda came in Bazaar. Whoa! Ochum and Apsolus? This is Psalms and Ochum. What's going on over here? How's the Mishnah Brua pay Dalit? With the Tapuchim and Gozan and the Shkenari Yosef Bazaar? Okay? The Poseach Ployman. That's plums. The Zorak Agarin and Makoshim and Nirkha Kosman. You want to get rid of all the pits now and you'll be able to have delicious plums without having to worry later on? Have a Borim. Over tapuchim kai gavna yesh lomar kam ken diyaser. Ava miyad lepeh from hand. You know they say his expression in English. He eats from hand to mouth. He has no money. But name means miyad lepeh means you eat from hand to mouth, from your hand into your mouth. Shari litain ve'ef shaf lo sesudos shari prima garden. What's this all about? What is this? What's going on over here? What's it all about? Sadi test and shari tzion shari diyav shemin acher. Lohavi kibor epsolus meyochel. The prima god is bothered by this kasha. Rebbeinu shalala. You're taking the psolus from the yochel. What's going on over here? How do I do this? The peel, as we know, is psolus. The inside is ochel. How do I do that? So what did it say in Simchat Tzadi Tess and Shara Tzion? Because there's no alternative. He calls him the prima god. Everyone open up to the prima god. On that Mogan Avraham, it's Shin Chaf Aleph Simchat Lamed, the very, very last one in Shin Chaf Aleph. One line. Oslo Mishnah Borer. We already spoke about it. We're not so sure it's really so. By Richas Gedola, maybe it's not called Borer. Not called Dash even. Aruch HaShulchan. Kenapa Tapuchem Oslo Liklof Laniach. It says. Says the Prima Godim. Watch this. Tzarech Iyun. The Klimas HaTapuchem. No, that's a different question. Rob Olam Ochel Noslo came below Atchak. So he says, why is he asking Tapuchem? Most. A vote. A vote side. Who eats apples with the peel? Raise your hand. There you go, Rav Olam. Prima Gaon wins again. Okay, so why is the Magen Avraham equating apples with garlic? Yeah? Afilo nechesh ava deshari. Okay, fine. Klipe, oh, he had it for a riba numerin in Shalom Bakach. If people have their carrots, it's also eat without peeling it. We had the cucumbers, we had a vote. All came out good. Okay? Then it says as follows. Ach we also sura shor lefsha. The eafsha min acher lo ave psoros meyochel. Vahavein. The last word, the most important. Vahavein. I'd like you to help me figure this out. What's vahavein? So let's get, we're starting Bora right now. Right here. Exactly. 1 o'clock, we're starting Bora. Bora we know, we'll get to the Gemara later on. I have no time to read it right now. You read it already, most of you. There's three conditions, right? It's Biyad, and there is Lialter, and there is Ochla Mitoch Psolus. Ochla Mitoch Psolus, he's saying over here, it's not a Xeris, a Kosef. That's called Derech Achila. There are two ways. You can get rid of the junk, and eat the good, or eat. So if you get rid of the junk, that's called Derech Breira, it's Aser, take the food, Derech Achila. But there aren't any two ways. There's only one way. It's called Derech Achila. Now, only one way. If you mean EF should literally be an Acher, can't be. Because every single fruit that you peel, in theory, you take a knife, cut in half, and then take a spoon, and spoon it out. You gotta peel bananas on Shabbos. They serve me bananas for breakfast Shabbos morning if it's Shalosh Shudas. Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Psolos mitoch ochel. Peel the banana. Oh, yesh minach. Yesh minach, I'll show you how to do it. Take a knife, cut the banana in half, and pull out the banana. So yesh doesn't mean literally yesh. That's normal. Not the normal way to do it. The normal way to do it is to peel it. That's why, if that's the criterion, it's not so simple for someone who wants to peel an orange or a grapefruit. And we do it all the time. But it's not so simple. It's not so simple. Because, let's, again, another vote. Who eats grapefruits or oranges by slicing them, cutting them, as opposed to peeling them? Raise your hand. Who eats only by peeling them? Raise your hand. It's a tricky vote over here. So Mishael is, if people, if there are two ways to do it, what right do I have to peel it? I should just do what half the people in the room do. You want to have an orange on Shabbos? Baruch Hashem, we're very firm in this camp. It's such a firm camp. When they serve you oranges once a week on Shabbos for breakfast, it's always pre-cut into quarters. Look at how many Shilas, Rabbi Sai. Shilas. So firm. We're very grateful. But, joking aside, it's in Lumbus, not so pushes, since there are two different ways to do it, right? The way they serve it for us is cut in quarters, right? Or they'll also peel it. Tricky. But in most situations, to cut it is not normal. I don't know, except for oranges and grapefruits. Anything else that you cut? Most if you want to get rid of the peel, you don't want to eat the peel, you peel it. In most cases. So that's called EF Shemir Nachem. Watermelon. Yeah, but no one peels watermelons. No one, you're right, it would be awesome, but no one does it. It was a peel watermelon. And here the camp is so firm, they give it to us with no peels. Oranges, you have to peel it. Here they give you a silver platter, dessert, and Shabbos lunch, watermelon, just shtiklach. They used to give with the peel. Now, no more. They're afraid of chumras and brera. As I'm telling you, the camp is getting firmer by the year. Baruch Hashem. Anyway, this is what it says over here. And so now, in this beautiful sefer, Shabbos Kalocha, he quotes this. Okay? And then he has a couple of interesting comments, which I have what to say about. Okay? He wants to know, like this. Okay, so it's all the mutter lialter, for immediate use. Okay, for immediate use. How do you define immediate use? Oh. What if you only want a half an onion? A half an onion. Shleim b'zam is mesupik. Hem mutter l'chalef kol ha-botzel, sh'rotzel rak chelek mimenu. L'chor osur. Keich yos v'yochel liklef rak ha-chelek sh'rotzel lecho. And he thinks, someone asked him this question. Gav hu choshev v'don b'zeh. Shleim b'zam wasn't sure. If you can peel the entire onion, you can only eat half the onion. Interesting. The Gadol HaDor didn't know. So if he doesn't know, how are we going to know? We don't know. So he says, well, look, you're not mechuyev to only peel just as much you need. You don't know how much you're going to need. You're allowed to be a little bit more generous in how much you take off. That's what he says. Fine. And then he says that a peeler is not allowed. Why? Because a peeler is considered to be a kliya miyuchad, the breira.
and a peeler is like a napa kvara, and it's forget about it. I already read you, told you. Did you give me the Shabbos kitchen? I think I read it in Torah. I think it's in the bottom of one of my boxes somewhere. I brought it for this reason primarily. It's a great sefer, but I wanted to read it to you from the. No, if you can't. It's on the bottom of a box somewhere. Oh, we got it. The Shabbos kitchen. It's a great sefer. Really, it's beautiful. Beautiful. I'm Simcha Bunim Kohen from Lakewood. Not this Lakewood. Rabbosai, someone lost the ksuba. I wrote a ksuba the Irchusa yesterday, and I said, where does it take place? Lakewood, Medina's, Pennsylvania. Because Stam Lakewood would be a possible ksuba. With all due respect to the Lakewood here, I mean, we're still not the Stam, you know. Whatever. So I'm saying, good. So he comes from a different Lakewood. We have great respect for that Lakewood. Let's see if I can find it over here. Okay. What is this? Oh, here we go. Okay. There we go. Okay. When selecting the food is impossible. When in a situation where it's impossible to select the food, that's what you saw in the Primogodim, in the Mishnah Sharatzi, in Mishnah Berurah. He Ebshar, right? One is permitted to remove waste and leave the food behind. It is this rule which permits one to peel fruits and vegetables on Shabbos, you know, one said thereby separates waste to peel from food. Since it is impossible to gain access to the food otherwise, removing the peel is not considered an act of bore, a routine matter of eating. Okay? Now, does it mean literally impossible? It can't be. Shlomo Zalman says it in Paragimel, footnote Pei Dal in the old edition. Tzarechim, hello, ef shalachtach a beitzo a banana, ulahotzi es ha'ochel mitoch a klipa. Why not peel an egg? They still serve eggs on Shabbos here? They serve eggs with peels. Abatina should peel the eggs for us. Should peel the bananas for us. Im ipneishen derech lachili kach. Oh, harayim gamim nafla psolus asoch ochel regilim tchila lotius apsolus ipneishen maschel nechel. Nevertheless, chayv chatas. Uliyesh loma. Came at the klipa mechases kol ochel mikolat tzodim. Utsrichim al koponim lachtoch habetzav habanana. Amnas lagia la ochel. Chemut legamay de kilif. That's the Shlomo Zalman's lashon. I would say more than that. People don't do it. Sure, it's possible. They don't take a banana and an egg. Whoever took an egg and took a knife and sliced right through the peel of an egg, eat it. Raise your hand. And a banana? Also nobody. So that's not nish normal. So what you're doing, it's called a derech achila. The EF should not be taken literally. Oh. And he says, however, food may be peeled for immediate use, and specialized utensils may not be used. On top of the page 102. Eglital, Machzadio. Veshamati mi'agoyin, Rabbi Reuven Feinstein Shalita, Sha'oviv Moron Zatzal, Rabbi Moshe, Posak Shemutal Lishtamish B'Maklev. I knew this before the Sefer came out, because when I was attacked, way back in almost 40 years ago, I was attacked being some kind of a kofer for being Makil in the Shiloh. I sent someone to ask Rabbi Moshe. Rabbi Moshe said it was okay. This came out in 1991. I was more than 10 years ahead of the game, I think. Okay, Baruch Hashem, he came out in print because they didn't believe you when they, you know, oral transmissions are always. I mean, it's also an oral transmission, but it comes from Reuven Feinstein. You know, it's a little. The last name does count. You know, it does count. So it's a page 102 for you to look at. Okay, I saw one of these stories say, "You mean to say if this is okay, then even a peel would be okay? If it's impossible, because all the English books say it's not okay. Even he is on top. It's not okay. He's a Talmud moving Rav Moshe. And if you wouldn't know Hebrew, you say it's not okay. So it was." That's why the people think that I'm some kind of a kofer. They learn in their seminaries, that's not allowed. And what can I tell you? I'm telling you what my wife does, what her mother did, what my mother did, what my grandmother did. I don't believe in saying that they were over any serum, their ice, or their abonos, or anything. We believe in tradition, Misora. So, again, some things we just can't justify. Okay, but if here, Rav Moshe, Baruch Hashem, rose to our rescue. So, we didn't start Bora. Okay, right. A couple of other interesting notes before we have run out of time. I think the answer for this, the reason why it's okay is because he's wrong in fact. Why is he asked the maklev? This is why he asks it. He says, look, He says like this. The kilo should be sakin. What about a knife? What about a knife? A knife! Also it's a kli. Oh. So the kilo of sakin, tzorach la'ametz, yodov l'chavin, heitev, es ha-kilo ech v'kama. So it's done primarily by the hand. That's what Moshe writes in the tshuva. That's a printed tshuva negos Moshe. So the knife is like yod ha-richta. Ma'ashegen b'maklev, shakli bi'atzmo mechavin l'kiluf ha-matim. Who is the next of Shakli Osas Iker Abrera, and Shiodim says with Eveduk. Absolutely incorrect. How do I know? When I'm asked to peel the cucumbers, my Asian Schal says, huh? What did you do? You took off half the cucumber. So obviously, people who have left hands, like myself, the peel does not peel by itself. So that's not autopilot. Then you press a button, peel. Doesn't work that way. You need a talented hand. My wife's hand is very talented. My hand is very untalented. I may concede that there's some people that, for them, they may be there's somebody in the world who can do it with a peeler, can't do it with a knife. But the good people can do it with a knife, but the baby can't do it with a peeler. So I don't, that's why I think the facts are wrong, and the way Rav Moshe's psak is emes v'yatzif. Kain li'rali. Oh! Then, again, he said that the apple or the cucumber that most people eat with the peel. So we had the vote by apple for overwhelming, and by cucumbers we had it also. Shmir Shabbos Achos has a footnote in the bottom of Per Gimel, Sif Lamadat in a footnote, asterisk. We have to check the facts. But I think the facts now are that's true. So the Shvisas Shabbos says it's like wine with kismin. Now, we're not up to Borah yet, but let me just show you a quick preview. It's not even on the Ma'am HaKomis, it's in the next Ma'am HaKomis. These Ma'am HaKomis only have what you call the Kloli Borah, but some of the Prote Borah, which we'll get to shortly, whatever shortly means. Yes. Kuf Lama Testament Bay, just for a second, we have to stop, but just show you a preview. Coming attractions. The Gemara speaks about removing certain impurities from wine. So the Gemara says it's okay. Why is it okay? So the Rashi says, "Bein akitos shanu shekolayenos achurin v'shos nosa b'shmaren hilkoch ein kantikun debelav hochi mishtasi." You can drink. You can manage without it. And look on the side. It says, "Look on that kuf tes amud aleph." This is kuf lamed tes amud beis. Send it back to kuf tes amud aleph, where that expression is found. The Gemara is discussing a particular case of the name A. I am not going into the protim of what exactly is it. Kevin the Mishasiochi La Midika of it. You can do without it. Whatever you can do without is okay. So Rabosai, since most people here will eat an apple, need a cucumber, even with the peel, so even though I don't want it, it shouldn't matter. It shouldn't matter. But the problem is, and just end with this, open to the Bialocha in Sif Yud. And Sif Yud, quick look. Sif Yud, Shin Yud Tes Sif Yud, a short citation. The thing we just said is found over here. Hol Ruyin. It's on page Kufman Base. Umishu Istinis. V'yevshel Mishti Yochi, Hecha Sheesh Mekismin V'chadome, Efsha, says the Prima Gadim. Af Beruba Dienshi Lo Kapti Klau, Lo Amina Bat Ladaito, Udidei Osu Davi Borer. So therefore some guy who's an Istinus and will not eat the apple unless it's peeled, it's a problem. Comes the Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa in Heor Ayin Ches, the big Kiddush. This is better. You know why? Because here it's Min Echod. We'll get to Yisod and Hilchos Borer, Borer by two Minim. By Min Echod, there's no such din of Borer. So here it's considered Min Echod because the peel and the cucumber is one and the same, as opposed to the impurities, the little dregs in the wine, it's not the same. Comes along the Sefer Shabbos Kilchalocha and says he doesn't accept this distinction. Because for this fellow, it's considered to be psolus. He doesn't want it. Min Echod is when it's considered to be Ochel, not considered to be psolus. And therefore, he was arrived from the Machzor Shekel. That's how my colleagues will get to the video. We have to stop here. Tomorrow, we'll get back to these sugars to see how the Shema.